This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Seung-hyun Lee. I'm 23 years old. I'm Korean. I love London. And I love everything British, so I came to London.
Seung-hyun, welcome to Grammar Challenge. Thank you for helping us out today. I want you to listen to this conversation and answer this question. What time are the people talking about? Past, present, or future?
What are you doing on Saturday? Do you want to go and catch a movie?
Sorry, I can't. I'm going to visit friends in the country. How about Sunday?
That should be fine. Oh no, wait a minute. I'm playing golf with my boss. It's important. I'm hoping for a promotion.
Good luck.
Oh, don't worry. I've decided. I'm going to lose.
Okay, so are they talking about the past, the present, or the future?
Future.
Exactly. So it's about the future. I want you to listen to parts of this conversation one more time. And are they talking about people's hopes, about their dreams, or about their plans?
What are you doing on Saturday?
I'm going to visit friends in the country.
I'm playing golf with my boss. I'm going to lose.
Okay, so are they talking about their hopes and their dreams, or are they talking about their plans?
Plan.
It's a plan, yes. It's a plan. It's an arrangement. And to tell us more about describing our future plans and arrangements, here's Nuala.
There are a number of different ways of talking about the future in English. Today, we're looking at two ways to talk about future plans, using the present continuous and going to. In an earlier programme, we saw that the present continuous is used to describe actions that are happening at the time of speaking. We can also use the same form to talk about and ask about fixed arrangements. That's future plans that have already been made.
What are you doing at the weekend?
I'm visiting my parents.
I'm travelling to Spain on business.
Another way of talking about future plans is to use going to plus the base infinitive. We've seen previously that this form can be used to talk about future predictions. It can also be used to talk about your intentions or decisions for the future.
I'm going to get a new car.
I'm going to visit my mother.
I'm going to study medicine at university.
So, to recap, both the present continuous and going to plus the base infinitive can be used to talk about future plans. Often, there's not much difference between them, and you can use either form. But generally, if a plan is a fixed arrangement, then the present continuous is better. If a plan is an intention or a decision, then going to is the better form to use. That's all from me. Good luck in your grammar challenge.
That was Nuala telling us about how to describe future plans, either with going to or using the present continuous. To practice these forms, I want to arrange a meeting with you. I think we can arrange a private English lesson. This is your diary for next week. I'm going to try and arrange a time with you when we can have a meeting. So, for example, if you look at your diary, and I say, can we meet on Sunday afternoon?
Sunday afternoon, I'm going to lunch with Mum.
Oh, you're going to lunch with Mum. Are you going to cook or is your mother going to cook?
Oh, she is going to cook.
Oh, she's going to cook.
Yes.
Okay. Right. What about Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, I'm going to play tennis.
Oh, you're going to play tennis. What about Thursday morning? How's Thursday morning for you?
Oh, sorry. I'm going to dentist. I have problem my teeth.
Oh dear! Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Friday is free.
unfortunately, I'm sorry. On Friday, I'm meeting my bank manager on Friday, so I'm not free on Friday morning. How about Sunday evening?
Sunday, okay, I'm free.
Free, okay. Well, write it in on your diary. Sunday evening, English lesson with Callum.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. Okay, well done. Thank you very much. Well done for completing your diary grammar challenge.
Grammar challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend? I'm going to Camden Market. Uh-huh. And Notting Hill.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice in Camden Market and Notting Hill.
Yes.
Yes. You're going to have a good time. Thank you very much.
BBC Learning English.com.